Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Here, Una, there's a man, yeah, and his co-workers are absolutely going doolally.
Really?
Yeah, because...
You talking about yourself?
You make no sense whatsoever.
Go on.
So basically, the microwave kept breaking in work, all right? Do you remember our microwave broke?
Oh,
every
my
thing?
God.
Like, and obviously...
And we were without a microwave for so long.
Well, you were, because you were one of the only people who used the microwave, and you were the last person to use it, and then it had to be replaced.
So. I didn't break the microwave, but go on.
Says the guilty one. this guy's microwave broke in his work. So he was sick of a break-in, sick of having waiting for his replacement stuff. So he just bought his own microwave. And so when he's heating up his lunch, he plugs it in, turns it on. Ooh, ding. Grand. Lunch is done. Puts his microwave back in his locker.
And doesn't let anyone else use it.
No, because people like you just keep using the microwave and breaking it. So it's like, so there's obviously an issue. Some people can't figure out how to press a 1 minute, 2 minute
system. Why doesn't he just ask his boss just to give him the cash for it? Just be like, listen, I'm after going out and buying the microwave. Give me some money for it and then let everyone else use it.
Well, they're still providing a microwave anyway. So, but like, he's just sick of people breaking it. So he's just got his own one now.
And he won't let anyone else use it?
No.
That's a bit miserable, isn't it?
Is it though? This is very relatable to you though, because you're a hoarder and a stasher.
Oh my God, if you're going to talk about the bowl.
I swear to
like
God.
Like, I was so... I heard through the grapevine that there was full-blown B-O-N-T-C-H-I-N-G.
Sorry, what?
B-O-N-T-C-H-I-N-G.
What?
Conversations in the office. Yeah, giving out about they didn't know the person they didn't know who stashed the bowl and the fork away. This was at a time when forks were... We weren't flahoolic with forks in the office.
We didn't have many forks.
No, but I brought in my own... Since COVID, right? Yeah. I brought in my own bowl and my own fork. And I had a habit of, when I was finished, I would wash them and put them up in the press. But people were like, oh, whoever is doing... They're hiding
You're like the man
fork.
About the microwave.
I'm not like the man.
You're not just sharing your bowl.
But I mean, I didn't want to share my bowl. It's just a habit.
Is it your bowl?
It's my bowl.
Did you buy that bowl?
Yeah, I brought it in from home. And they're giving out about me. And I found out afterwards.
Well, you're like teasing everybody when people open it. Like, it's a shared cupboard when you open it up and there's this shiny,
like,
beautiful bowl.
They didn't
bowl.
Know it was me. And they were like, who is pilfering away and stashing the bowl and fork when we're so low in forks? But like, bring in your own fork. You know what I mean? Don't blame me. It's my bowl and my fork. And yet they're all giving out about me.
Technically, actually, because it's your own bowl and fork, you should technically be using your own washing up liquid as well.
No.
Instead of the...
No.
Because the amount of washing up liquid that you do is killing the planet. Like, the water shouldn't turn blue. Do you know what I mean? I'm like, what about...
Should it not?
No.
Oh, right.
Literally, like the you know your little your tiny finger?
Oh, God.
Literally, not even the size of
That's
your
nail.
That's
why you have so much money. Because you're so stingy with your cleaning products. Little tiny dash there. You don't have to, you don't spend Christmas. That's why you're so flahoolic. Hey, word
it's
of advice
Monday,
though,
yeah?
I'd use a little bit more toothpaste.
Wow, oh my God. I mean, was the word you were trying to say was bitchiness?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Let me lift you. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls.